There was a lot of fear last November. I know quite a few asylum seekers and asylum seeker groups were in the country, and totally understandably, people were feeling very scared after that happened because these were empty buildings. But what if there's a building with people inside? And the buildings that were targeted, there were security present. I know at Ruski there was security present, and very fortunately no one was injured in the incident. But we can only hope that it doesn't happen again.
And why is this still the responsibility of the state to defend? Do we know of their intention going forward? Is it still to use this for direct provision, or is it they've signed a contract and therefore they're responsible for the protection of the building?
The building is still set to open as a direct provision centre. That's what I've been told. It's just taken a lot longer than was expected. I mean, the FY material that I received show that the contractor was eager for the centre to open as soon as possible after the fire. But the repairs and then the insurance around the fire took significantly longer. I'm not entirely clear at present at what the exact positioning is on dates and when it will open. But I have been told that it is due to open. Now, this comes at a time when there is a real issue around space for asylum seekers in the country, because we've seen a number of direct provision centres close, and as a result, the emergency accommodation centres have been cropping up, temporary locations where people stay for between a few weeks and a few months. This time last year, we never would have seen that coming, and they've been in place since about November of 2018, these smaller centres around the place.